We're looking at Acts 21, verse 39. And of course, this is a verse from the temple riot that is taking place that Paul is in the middle of. Well, Paul is having a conversation with Claudius Lysias, who is the commander of the Antonio fortress. And he has established with him that he is not a terrorist. And now he is able to move on in his conversation. So Paul immediately countered the commander's fears, and then he told him this: I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no ordinary city. Please let me speak to the people. Not only does Paul insist that he is not some terrorist, but reveals that he is a citizen of the celebrated Cilician city of Tarsus. Lysias, being a Roman commander and a city official, would, of course, know all about this famous city. At the time, Tarsus was the capital over the Roman province of Cilicia. When it became the capital, the Jews were offered Roman citizenship. Paul's father had no doubt been a Roman citizen. So Mark Antony, who controlled the eastern provinces, declared Tarsus a free city in 42 BC. Afterwards, it received special privileges under the Emperor Augustus. He exempted Tarsus from imperial taxes. He also encouraged its development into a hub of cultural and intellectual development. Well, the Roman commander then would have had great respect for Paul's status as a citizen and his obvious education. He would also be aware that Tarsus was one of the great university cities of the Roman Empire. So after clearing up any confusion about his identity, Paul repeated his request for permission to address the angry crowd standing below him in the outer court of the temple. When the commander agreed, Luke tells us, Paul stood on the steps and motioned to the crowd. And when they were all silent, he said to them in Aramaic, "Brothers and sisters, listen now to my defense." And when they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Now, depending on what Bible translation you're using, verse 40 may say that Paul spoke to the mob in Hebrew or Aramaic. That can be a little confusing. I had to do some digging to better understand what Aramaic was in the first century context of Acts 21. And here is some of what I learned. Aramaic is one of the Semitic languages. In the context of the Bible, Semitic refers to a family of languages that share common roots and grammatical structures. So the word Semitic comes from the name of one of Noah's sons, Shem. He is traditionally considered an ancestor of the people who spoke these Semitic languages. Well, as one of the Semitic languages, both Hebrew and Aramaic belong to a group of languages spoken since the earliest times in human history. Other Semitic languages include Arabic, Ethiopic, and Akkadian. And it's interesting that what is normally called Hebrew script is actually an Aramaic script. So during and after the Babylonian captivity, Aramaic displaced Hebrew for many purposes among the Jews. Portions of both Ezra and Daniel are written in Aramaic script. In addition, some of the Bible stories, like Belshazzar's feast with the famous handwriting on the wall, are also in Aramaic. I'll tell you a little more about this next time on Verse by Verse.